Thumbboy Speaks, episode 331. Does Google really know you?
Does Google know as much about you as you think they do? I'm not so sure. And at least if you kind of look at the ads and some of the information that I've been seeing lately in the past couple of years or so, I kind of wonder how much they really know, or at least how much intelligence they have. Do they have the data about us? Oh, sure. I mean, they index my websites. They index my social profiles. And when I post blog posts now, there's a Google Plus tag. And so that establishes authorship. So they know when I write a blog post that it's me because it's associated with my Google Plus profile. Likewise, they serve my email. So of course they know stuff about me. They also, for better or worse, I've used them for my search engine too. So they know quite a lot about me. And in fact, if you, you could take somebody's search queries, and you probably, there are things you'll tell Google that you would never tell anybody else. And so what you end up with is, a pretty interesting picture of a person just by looking at their Google search. So there's certainly potential. If you put a human in front of that data, maybe you might find some interesting stuff. And if you're on a fishing expedition for somebody, right, looking through their search history, you might find some interesting stuff. But based on the ads that come back and some of the other information, I'm not so sure what they know. So give you a couple of examples. So last year I bought a car. And if so, of course, I was searching, and this was actually after we bought the car. I did some searches about the car, and of course, for some time after that, Google started showing me ads for that car. Guys, it's a little late. I already bought the car, so showing me ads for the car doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Now, there are other things too. I've searched for certain things on the web, and then I see ads about it, long after I bought the whatever it was, right? And I've seen this happen time and time again. So, it makes me wonder just how effective. Google actually knowing all that information about you, I mean, how effective they're able to serve ads, which is ironically their whole business, right? So, the personalized ads, maybe they're not so personal after all, or maybe they're no better than, the impersonal ads that you get in mass media. So just, food for thought there. Another sort of more annoying example that I'm seeing is that I'm in Google Webmaster Tools, and I'm trying to, clean up my website, and there's a lot of 404 errors. And for one of the versions of my site, it vomits 404 errors, and it's showing me URLs that, first of all, I didn't even know were on my website. But if you actually go look at the, it's where it says it found these URLs, those pages don't have those URLs anymore. Of course, I did a massive site redesign sometime last month. And so, of course, I'm sure there's a lot of those kinds of residual URLs that I'm still finding. And yeah, there's some legitimate 404s, and of course I'm finding them and fixing them. I look at some of these links and I go, I never put that in the website anywhere. Why is it showing up? And so it's telling me that there are 404s found, from links found on pages that don't exist anymore. So, I guess Google's got a lot of data, and they're using old data to try and find new data. And of course it just ends up creating a mess. And so, sometimes too much data is a bad thing, and sometimes less is more. But I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned that Google knows as much about us as they do, but I'm at least with automated methods, I'm less concerned about what they know, because obviously they don't really leverage it that well. And considering their whole business is advertising, I wonder when somebody's going to figure that out, that hey, maybe these personalized ads don't actually perform. And I know Dvorak has said this on No Agenda, what he said is right. What good is it to show me an ad for something I already bought? I mean, that's not an effective ad. So I've seen that over and over again. So So what does Google know about me, and how are they using it? And clearly, at least in the case of advertising, they're not really using it effectively.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.